Slidell. This is Bob Roush, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our guest today on Voices is Dr. Gary Arnold. Dr. Gary Arnold is spearheading an event that's happening here soon in Slidell that I think will be a benefit to many people. You welcome, Dr. Arnold. We're glad you're here today.
Thank you.
Hey, there's something fun coming up in Slidell soon that I think will be a benefit to a lot of people, and that's how I was made aware of you and what was going on.
Great.
So can you tell us about it?
Sure. We have on Friday, November 3rd, something called Dentistry from the Heart. It's a program that's been going on 16 years nationwide. They've given hundreds and hundreds of these days of free dentistry to communities in need. And now we've got our second annual Dentistry from the Heart event in Slidell. We will start at 7 in the morning and go through till 5 o'clock. We've got an oral surgeon, a dentist, several dental hygienists, about 20 volunteers total that'll be working that day. And we'll be providing free dentistry for the community. They can get a filling, they can get an extraction or a cleaning. And if they need more than that, then we'll refer them to the correct services so they can get some matters taken care of. But it's an awesome opportunity to get dental care for the underserved.
Well, that's wonderful. Then this is the second annual.
This
so
is
you
the
did
second
it last
annual.
Year.
We did it last year. And this year we were going to do it a month ago and or a couple of weeks ago. And we got taken out by Hurricane Nate, so we had to delay it a month. Now we get a chance to practice again the role of getting everything ready. So we'll be doing it. We hope to have 75 people that we can have go through this program this year.
Wow.
Last year we had 56 people, and it was a flawless execution of how to get a bunch of volunteers together and to work as a single community. So it was just great. This year the Slidell community has just come out in full force in support of us. And it's been an eye-opener for me about the heroes that are in this community that love being of service to God, of service to their fellow man. And it's an eye-opening, beautiful thing.
Well, good. Well, Dr. David Pousson is one of the four front-runners in
yes,
this.
Yes, he is. He's hosting it.
What's his role?
He's hosting it, and we have Dr. Brad Sullivan that's an oral surgeon that's coming in as well. But David is not unfamiliar at all to these nonprofit, being of service to the community events. He's been out to Appalachia five times. He's been out to Belize and worked with the Quechua Indians a couple of times. So he's real familiar with community service. This is the second time that we've done this, and our goal is to make it even bigger. With the support of the community that we've gotten, we can't see it going any other way.
Well, this is awesome. This is and it's open to the whole community.
It's open to the whole community.
It's,
if you are in the greater Slidell area,
mm-hmm.
and you have a dental need that you can't regularly take care of, then come on in and we'll work with you.
What?
You've got to be healthy enough to get dental service, and you've got to be an adult. That's the only thing. So you've got to have an adult ID. And to be healthy enough to get regular dental service.
Well, that's great. Well, how do people sign up for this?
They come, it's first come, first serve, the day
okay.
of the event.
Okay.
That Friday, we'll start seeing people at 7 o'clock. They'll be waiting outside, so hopefully we'll have a nice day. If it's not a nice day, we'll try to have a tent or two. But be sure to bring a water, a sandwich, some refreshments, maybe a chair, an umbrella to stay out of the sun, and we'll try to get through the line as quickly as we can. In that being said, we'll have entertainment out there. We've got some people that have donated their services that are some great musicians coming in. A woman by the name of Pat Jolly, who's kind of the mascot of music in New Orleans. And she's been doing musical events for years and years. And she's setting up our musicians for us. So we'll have some pianist and guitarist and singers, and I think I'll even be playing the saxophone out here that day.
You will be.
Oh yeah. For,
oh come
for,
on now.
for probably several hours, I will be. Yeah.
Well, this is awesome. You know, people talk in terms of going to the dentist.
Yeah.
And I'm sure for a lot of people, it's oh no.
Yeah, and oh, especially no. if you have a problem.
But this doesn't sound like an oh no.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And Dr. David is a super caring and gentle dentist. So it's just, and our hygienists are really gentle hygienists. So they're welcoming, they're personable, and they're gentle. So come on in and see us, and you'll have a day that you will not forget.
So on Friday, November the 3rd, starting at 7 a.m., first come, first serve, prepare to wait.
Correct.
That's the preferred way of doing
Correct.
It.
They'll be given a number. We'll have people that'll fill out their dental information ahead of time.
Sure.
So we'll take that information. We'll have people that'll be helping out with that. And we'll try to get you into the building and in rooms with the hygienist and the dentist as quickly as possible.
And to the greatest extent possible.
Correct.
One service will be performed for each person. Can be an extractions.
A cleaning or a filling. Correct.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful.
It's great.
That's wonderful. So this has been going on. This is the second year, but nationally it's a 16-year program. Where did it get its start?
It got started in Florida by Vincent Monticelli. And Vincent was a real compassionate individual. He saw that there was a great need for the underserved to have dental care. He started this in Florida, and it quickly expanded. And the amount of publicity that it's gotten because it's a charity event has been awesome. Dentists have come in and donated their services, oral surgeons, hygienists, and it's been done in just about every state. So they've had hundreds of events already. There have been thousands of people that have gone through this program and received free dental care. And this is now 16 or 17 years old.
And the whole purpose is somewhere between giving back and
Correct.
Serving people in need.
Correct.
So the motivation is very humanitarian?
It's humanitarian, altruistic. But it's, you know, the Slidell community has been a great community for us. We've been here since 1979, and they have supported us marvelously. And the area churches have, the area businesses have supported us. It's been a wonderful thing, and our client base is really, really broad-based. So it's been an opportunity for us to give back to this community.
Do you solicit sponsors to help with some of the costs? Obviously, there's a large cost in materials.
It is.
Everybody's going to consume some material.
Yes, it is. It's expensive to put this on, actually. By the time you get the insurance and the supplies and the volunteers and the setup and the food and everything else that goes with it, it is expensive. And because it is a 501c3, if you do make a donation to this, it is tax deductible.
So if the people coming want to make a donation and said thank you, but this is the $20 I have, this
Correct.
Is the $50 I have, you can receive that and be happy to receive
yes,
it.
Yes, we will. Yep. And if the area businesses or associations wish to support it, then we certainly are open to receiving donations, and we have the forms appropriate for that. So we can give you a one-page form, and it's really easy to make a donation.
That's super. Who do they contact?
Just right here, they can contact me. My number, I'll give my number if that's okay. It's 504-888-1320. That's my work number. They can call me pretty much any time during normal business hours. They can contact me with that. They can contact us at the office with the Poussin Dentistry.
So they can come just straight to the, if they didn't remember the number, they're driving and they couldn't write it down, they can just be in touch with Dr. Poussin's office and they will put you together
Correct.
With them.
Correct, Bob.
Well, that's an awesome thing. Talk to me about the world of selflessness.
Oh, wonderful.
Today there's so much division going on in our country, and everybody is me first. And this is my son, who's now a mature adult, used to say when he was four, look at me, Daddy, look at me. You know, everybody's doing the look at me type stuff, and we're getting further and further apart. But events like this are just wonderful for bringing us together under people of all different backgrounds. How does that work? Where does that play in your mind? Talk to me some philosophy.
You know, I know that you're a minister, and you know that I am too. So in my mind, paying it forward and being of service is pretty close to what we're all about. You know, we forget it because we work and we have family lives, TV shows to watch and cars to repair and rent to pay and everything that's happening around us and all kinds of movies and exciting things and festivals. And there's so many things that grab part of the real estate of our minds. Just having a little bit of quiet time and getting centered again lets you just take a look at the beauty that's out there, and then you really quickly recognize it's not about everything that comes to you. It's about a lot of the things that you give out there, and that means love and being of service and kindness and a sharing hand, and that's really what life is about.
Well, it's really hard to get ahead of God and His economy.
Yes.
When He tells us to go out and to visit the sick and to visit people in prison and to clothe the naked and feed the hungry, when He tells us to do those things, it's not without notice in His kingdom. I don't want to say that we do stuff to get stuff back from God.
I know what you're saying.
I think that's an inappropriate thing.
Sure.
But the other side is that it works just like that.
Sure it does.
When we serve God, it's amazing how many good things happen.
And it is cause and effect. You know, it's turning from being self-fulfilled to being Christ-fulfilled. And that's just, you know, that's how it happens when you take a look at how can I be of service, you know. It's what am I here to do? And it isn't work, by the way, and it's not play, and it's not all the other TV shows or the things that we do. If you really ask yourself, what are you here for? Service is right at the top of the list.
Wonderful concept. I am just thrilled to talk with you today and to hear what you and Dr. Poussin and the oral surgeon and the others will be doing in our community very shortly. And just want to say thank you. You guys are doing a great thing. And if it fixes a lot of teeth and situations, that's great. But you know, if it renews people's faith and hope and trust in each other, that may be even a step beyond.
I think so, too. We were talking earlier about what's happened with the community outreach. We've been to 80 churches in the area. I think that's all of them. And the reception that we've got out there from the churches has been wonderful because it is an opportunity for them to be of service and to look at their congregation and to say, who is in need and where can I send them so that they can receive the services that they know that they need. We've been to social service organizations in the area. By the way, there's some of the social service organizations that are around the Slidell area. These are heroes. There's no other way to say it. These are really dedicated, selfless individuals that run these programs. They're very, very active in the Slidell community. When they had the opportunity to support us with the Dentistry from the Heart, it was an amazing outreach. And they have people that are in need, and they saw this as a great opportunity to have a shining light like this come into the community.
Well, this is a wonderful thing. You know, all of St. Tammany Parish has been blessed with an incredible leadership. People who are men and women of God in law enforcement, people in city government, people in parish government, and the doors have just been open to goodness and caring. This is one of the bright, shining places that the doors have fallen open to. They could say no. They could say no, we don't want this in our community, but they didn't.
No.
They said, let us serve you as you serve others.
The community has a history of being exceptional. You know, we have exceptional schools here. When you take a look at the Louisiana in general, our school systems in St. Tammany are exceptional compared to the rest of the state. If you take a look at the law enforcement with the Slidell Police Department and the Slidell Sheriff's Department, our sheriff's departments really are, they're exceptional. If you take a look at the mayor's office and the programs that he's got running, they're exceptional. If you take a look at the tourism industry and this little itty-bitty town of 28,000 people, it's exceptional with what we have going. So, you know, they've got an eye to service, and service is making our community great. And there are a lot of people that are service-oriented in this community, and this giving back is strengthening everyone. This is just a small bit of what's happening in this community.
Well, the fire department is internationally accredited, the only one in Louisiana.
Yes.
Our police department is nationally accredited.
Yes.
One of the few in Louisiana.
Chamber of Commerce, the same.
And all of this does with our homeowners insurance is lower, life is better, crime is nowhere near here what it is in other places.
Correct.
And I think it's because of the goodness. And the more we collectively do to provide a track for this goodness, the better it is.
I agree.
And this is an area, the area that you're touching now, as far as I know, has not been tapped at all.
I know. It's coming in. While you were talking, what was coming to mind was the Chamber of Commerce building, I don't know, 50, 100 years ago, was a brothel. I mean, when you look at what it was like the Wild West down here way back then. And now it's a piece of history, and it's beautified, and they've redone it, and it's a center of commerce, and it's just, it's remarkable what they've done. They've kept the historical flair of the city, they've recognized the treasures that were already there, and I think business eventually will recognize that, and you know, we'll certainly be on the leading edge of new businesses coming into the state.
I have no doubt.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that you're exactly right, because there's a climate here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I live in Slidell. I'm glad I'm a part of the community, and I'm glad I can be a part of what you're doing. Reaching out is to bring Christ, to make him a reality. This is not a theory of religion. This is not a service or a ceremony. What's happening here is the practice of Christianity as it was intended to be. And I have nothing but complimentary words and good thoughts for you guys doing what you're doing, and just want to encourage you in every way that I can to be able to say thank you for coming to Slidell. Oh. Thank you to Dr. David Pousson and to those that affiliate with him. Thank you, too, for Dr. Gary Arnold for your participation, your wealth of experience and understanding. It's just one more blessing. It's just one more thank you, Lord, for sending your best, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Anything you'd like to add? Anything that we missed?
I hope that you come if you want to take a look at us on the internet. The website is Pousson. It's Pousson. PoussonFamilyDentistry.com. You can look at Dentistry from the Heart on YouTube and look at us on Facebook. You can call us at the office. The office number is 985-643-2828. If you want to call me directly, you can call me at 504-888-1320. But we'd like to see you here Friday, November 3rd. And I'd suggest you come early, somewhere between 7 and 10 at the latest. You're welcome to get a free filling, a free extraction, or a free cleaning. And we look forward to seeing you then, and God bless.
Dr. Arnold, thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for spending time with me today. I'm better because I spent time with you.
All right,
thank you, sir.
Back at you, Bob. Thank you.
God bless you. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in on Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. Leave us a comment, send us a text, and maybe if Dr. Arnold said something today that piqued your interest or raised a question, give us a call. We'll be glad to make the connection for you. Encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Also, check out our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. You can make a tax-deductible donation there to support this station. We need the financial support of folks just like you. And again, the number to call is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.